Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The conflict between Israel, Iran and the United States has entered a new phase. That's after direct military strikes have ended. And now this raises questions about how confrontation and how this confrontation in particular compares with other wars in the region. Unlike Israel's long-running conflict with Hamas, with Hezbollah, the current confrontation involves a direct state-on-state military action and advanced missile exchange. Now there's international diplomacy and a growing risk of a wider, perhaps economic and other escalation. To help us better understand how this conflict differs, if it does, from previous wars, we're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror. He is founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Humanitarian Project, author of Embracing the Enemy. And it is fascinating to see how this war has differed, perhaps, from others. Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, a very good morning. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. I hope you're well.
Thank you. As always, great to join you. Beautiful morning here in the north.
Good.
But disappointing. Again, yeah. Disappointing morning in the north.
And let's just go through what the situation looks like this morning, taking a snapshot of where we are on the 25th of June, 2026.
So I think it's very clear. The West, again, didn't succeed to take a fabulous military victory and to translate it to a good political negotiation. It means that after like 40-some days that the U.S. and Israel defeated the Iranian regime by military, I'm talking, and it will be learned, everyone that is dealing with military, we'll learn about what happened during these 40-some days. However, the consequences, because war is just a mean to achieve something, and it not that it is just not achieved, the situation is even worse. With Iran, and here for us, the resident of the northern border, Israel. And this is why I'm so disappointed and so frustrated, because you are not going out for a war, having billions of dollars cost lives of soldiers, civilians, and not improving the situation. And unfortunately, what happened, that the Iranian regime succeeded to improve the situation, although he was defeated by military force, which is unreasonable. But unfortunately, because of a weak leader, and a person that do not understand the Middle East and how the system here works, this is the consequences. Sad days for the Middle East, sad days for anyone who was dreaming about peace in a new era in the Middle East.
Do you really think that Trump doesn't understand, that President Trump doesn't understand the Middle East, or is he choosing rather to look at other priorities for himself and for the U.S.?
So I think that we all agree that terror is terror. Mm. Now, I understand that Trump is not the president of Israel and he has responsibility for the American citizens, and when the diesel gallons is the price is rising, he has responsibility for that. However, you entered a war in the Middle East, it's not Venezuela. You entered a war in the Middle East. You cannot leave the Middle East on a war situation. Now, talking about the U.S., first of all, I remind you that American civilians has been murdered by the Iranian government, by Hezbollah, by its proxies. It means that if you didn't defeat it, you still have it and you will get it. Okay? It's not Israel. It's American civilians, wherever they are. Now, let's think about a wider perspective. You have China, you have Russia, you have North Korea. What do you think their thoughts about is reaction. They got a clear message. The U.S. will not have the ability to fight with you. It's not connected to what you're going to do. So if China, for example, will invade Taiwan, I'm not an expert for this part of the world, but of course there is talks about that. Do you think that if you will ask the president of Taiwan whether his chances to be survived increase or decrease, he will tell you, I know now that China thinking about it seriously. Why? Because they realize that the U.S. cannot fight or are not willing to pay the price that you have to fight. Now, this invasion infect the U.S. even more than it will infect Israel, for example. So this is why I claim that you have made one action in one front. In this war today, everyone sees that. And everybody saw that he is not willing to pay the price. In this situation...
I think we have just lost, I see that, that line has just cut, unfortunately. We are going to try and get Lieutenant Colonel Ayal Dror back. That is unfortunate.